Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, Dr. Bill, we wrapped up the last segment with your talking about a virtual gift and that I would not be getting a virtual gift for Christmas. I would have a real gift wrapped in beautiful Christmas paper under the tree. So that is true, right?
That's true.
Okay, all right. I'm just double checking just to make sure because I do like those gifts. Plus, you know, Christmas Day is my birthday, so there should be two gifts.
No, there will be.
Okay. All right. Everyone heard that, so we have to hold him to that. But, you know, there's something else I love to do at this time of the year, and I know you do too, and that's all about the eating. I mean, we just wrapped up Thanksgiving, and that's in the rearview window. So what we have ahead is Christmas Eve dinners, Christmas brunches. I mean, there's a lot of great food opportunities for culinary travel nearby, really.
There are. You can either eat up in the mountains area, or you can eat up down here in Georgia. You can eat on the coast.
So what's your first recommendation?
Well, do something unusual. I'd say go to the coast. Okay. Something like Jekyll Island.
Well, I love Jekyll Island. We were just there for the rededication, so definitely go and check out Jekyll Island. I mean, it's beautiful as always, and even more so now with some of the new things that they've added there, including the Westin Hotel.
Well, true. And there's also the very famous Jekyll Island Club.
The very famous Jekyll Island Club, and that's where I would recommend going because they are known for their buffets. And they have one Christmas Eve from 6 to 10. They also have a Christmas Day brunch from 11 to 2:30. And then dinner from 6 to 10. So we could just go down there and just eat from Christmas Eve all the way to the end of Christmas night.
And
celebrate my birthday.
Oh, so from people that I know that have eaten there, they said it's one of the best buffets around.
I've heard that too. Now, you do need to make reservations, and they do have prices that are adults as well as for kids. So check out our website, Travel Bags with Anita, and we'll have all of that on there as well as a link to their website as well, which is jekyllclub.com/event. So I say let's make some reservations. That sounds like that would be fantastic.
True. And remember, the Jekyll Club is a formal club, so if you're a guy, you have to have a jacket. Doesn't be a tux, but you do have to wear a jacket if you're in the dining room club area.
No sweats, huh?
No sweats.
Okay. Now, you know, I was recently at Barnsley Resort back a couple of months ago and really, really had a fantastic time there. And that's close by as well. We could definitely check that out. I love, love, love that place. Their executive chef, Roberto Guzman, and his culinary team, they're putting together a great treat that's going to be a buffet that's filled with all of the traditions that we love to eat and have around this time of the year. So definitely worth checking out on Christmas Day from 11:30 to 2. So go and check it out. They do have seating times. So again, you need to make those reservations.
Yeah.
Exciting. I love that idea. Okay, so check them out at barnsleyresort.com. And again, we'll have those links on our website. And what else, Dr. Bell? Because, you know, I think that going down to the coast is a great idea, too. And I know you have your traditional breakfast that you like to do down there.
That's true. You know, there's also the breakfast at the Sapelo Mansion.
That's exactly the one I was talking about because I know how much you love doing that. But now that's only on Saturdays, though, so it's perfect for a weekend. And you don't have to, you know, dress up so much for that, do you?
No, you just go there and sit where the, you know, where people like Reynolds used to sit and Coffin. And they have a great brunch and breakfast, pancakes, fruit, different types of sausages. It's a really, really good event.
I think so, too. And then, of course, if you want to stay nearby, you can check out Chateau Elan on Christmas Day. They're having a Christmas feast.
That's true. They do. And then all the great wines they have as well that they have there. And they also do a good port wine, which is also made on there. And there's also Lake Lanier.
Well, Lake Lanier, absolutely. They were having a Christmas breakfast leading up to, you know, to this time of the year where you have breakfast with Santa. So I think some of those, probably Santa, may already be back to the North Pole by now, getting all of those gifts and things together, all of those Torah requests.
And that's true.
Kids.
And also forget, you know, again, Christmas is a very special time, and there's also churches and organizations that do volunteering. So again, that's something you can go do. You can go to your local church or church organization and then serve Christmas to others. That's another good thing that's very fulfilling for a lot of people.
Absolutely, because everyone does not have the opportunity or the benefit to have the Christmas that you know, has all of the big dinners on the table and the gifts under the tree. So definitely we have to think of those in our community who are not having that type of gift. But, you know, we talked about gifts. So I want to talk a little bit about gifts and maybe some of my favorite things. Because, see, I'm aiming for this gift to not be virtual, Doc Bill.
Okay.
So do you know what my favorite thing is?
What?
You know, I love Le Pau luggage. That's like my favorite thing in the whole world.
Well, Le Pau has a large variety of luggages and things that can make travel easy and, you know, straightforward.
It does. And I want to share that with everyone because you're right. They have all kinds of bags. I mean, they have bags of the carry-on size, anywhere from 19 inches up to 22 inches. They have the mid-size bag that's around 24. Then they also have the larger suitcases that are up to 28 inches. So they have all kinds of sizes. Then they have the backpacks. They have tote bags. They have crossbody bags for the ladies. I mean, you name it, they've got it. So I love Le Pau. But you know what I really love about them? It's not just the colors, because I know you told me, you know, no yellow bags in the house and that kind of thing. But they do have a lot of really cool colors. And I love the purple the most. But you know what I really like about them?
You know what?
Is that their soft side. And my packing, although I give the advice on packing, my packing sometimes can be, especially when I'm coming home with all my souvenirs, can be, let's see how much more I can stuff in that bag. So it's great for that because not only is it soft side, but it doesn't have all of the metal kind of rods and things that a lot of suitcases have in it to have it make a certain shape or whatnot. So it really is very, very flexible. So that's my number one gift that I suggest that folks do. And check out their website at lepau.com. And of course, we'll have those things on the website as well. And speaking of bags, what makes a really great gift, I think, this time of the year too, especially for students, are backpacks. And one of my favorite companies is a company called lightgear.com. And they have a really, really cool bag that they have come out with. And I think that that bag would definitely make a really, really great gift, not only for students, but really anyone who likes to kind of have their things close by. And you can just put it right there in your backpack. Now, their newest model is called the Mobile Pro. It has five different ways of carrying. It could be a backpack, a crossbody. You could use the handle that you would use like with a regular suitcase. And also, too, it very easily fits on a rolling bag. And another great feature with it is that it has that RFID protection. And we just talked a little earlier about, you know, credit card, you know, fraud and just all the things like that that's going on. So it's a great way to protect and store your passport as well as credit cards right there in a variety of colors.
That's true.
So any other things I know?
What about one of those little things you have sitting, this little gift you have sitting beside you?
Oh, yes, I do have some things here that I brought into. It's called a go tub, and it's great because you can put jewelry in there. You could put any kind of medicines and things like that in there as well. And there's two of them, actually, that I have here. There's another one that is called Travel Case with Mirror by Arctech. And it's great, too, because it has a little mirror in there. So if you're like me, always kind of putting things on at the last minute in the car sometimes, you have a little mirror, too, that you can touch up things as you're getting out of the car, heading into to where you're going.
Well, those are kind of neat things people can look. And they get the information from the website?
Yes, we'll have that on the website as well. And then another one, because you know I love this company as well, that's EYN, which stands for Everything You Need. It continues to be my favorite for your smartphone case, because you can stuff a few little things in there, credit card, driver's license, a little bit of money. You can stuff that right in there, close it up, and it has a little handle on it where you can carry it almost as though it's like a little, not a purse, but it's easy to carry. I love that.
Okay.
So great, great things. So a lot of things for you to think about for holiday gifts. And I think we have time for one more. What about this one, Doc Bill? Are you the selfie stick kind of guy?
Well, that looks like a big selfie stick.
Well, it's a pretty good size selfie stick. I mean, it's not a monopod, which that's one of the things I want for Christmas. But it is a selfie stick, and we'll have that information on there by X-Shot. So it's a great gift, especially for those folks who like to take photos as they're going around and make sure that they're in the photo when they're being taken. So this has been a great show. You guys have a very, very Merry Christmas, and we'll be back to talk to you in 2016. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.